Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight's story is a very, very beautiful story. And anybody who's been into a shul, a synagogue, and heard the saying of Kaddish, where somebody says, Yisgadal v'yisgadash shemei Rabba, and everybody says, Amen, or Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach La'olam U'Amen Mayiz Barech. So you know that this is Kaddish and the answering of Kaddish. That's what this story is about. Once there was a chassid, Reb Zalman Leib Astulin, who spent many years in a prison in Siberia. Siberia is a place in Russia, and it was a place where the evil Russian government of those days sent many people to be punished. It was terribly cold there, terribly difficult, very cruel punishment. And unfortunately, this chassid of Zalman spent many years there. Did he do something wrong? Of course not. He was simply keeping Torah mitzvahs, perhaps teaching Torah mitzvahs, perhaps helping support yeshivas, perhaps teaching in a yeshiva. And that was considered a crime by that evil government. And therefore, he spent many years in prison in Siberia. He was very far from any other Jewish people. When he finally left Russia, he traveled to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel. There he met his brother-in-law, Rabbi Yankele Galinsky, who lived in Bnei Brak. So, the next morning, Rabbi Yankele took Rabbi Zalman, his brother-in-law, to a nearby shul, to daven. After Shacharis, after the morning davening, the morning prayers, Rabbi Yankele went home, and Rabbi Zalman Leib stayed in shul. So Rabbi Yankele figured, soon, my brother-in-law will come home for breakfast. Yankele went home, and he waited, and he waited, and he waited. And Rabbi Zalman did not come home. So Rabbi Yankele went back to shul to look for him. There he found his brother-in-law, Rabbi Zalman Leib. He was standing in shul. He had to use crutches, and he was supporting himself with his crutches. But his face was radiating with joy. He was so happy. Why are you still here? Rabbi Yankele asked. You probably finished davening a long time ago, so come home and eat breakfast. I just can't leave, answered Rabbi Zalman Leib. After my minyan finished, another one started. And after that, another one, and another one. And each minyan gave me a chance to answer more times, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach La'olam U'Amen Mayiz Barech, and to answer Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 etc. Hashem finally gave me this precious opportunity to be part of a minyan, and I should give it up just to eat breakfast. So this story teaches us the absolute preciousness of answering these holy words, Kaddish and Kedusha, and we often don't appreciate it. But somebody who has been in prison for a long time and has not been able to go to the shul, they have a better appreciation for it, perhaps, as Reb Zalman Leib did. But each of these words are very, very precious. It's a very holy thing to answer these words when there's a minyan. And everyone should value these words. In fact, the malachim, the angels, wish that they could answer such words. And they envy us very, very much. If only they could answer these words, they say. It's so precious what a Jew can do. And therefore, the next time that you have an opportunity to go to shul and to answer these words, be sure to grab the opportunity. And with this type of enthusiasm and joy in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, this will definitely help bring Mashiach so much quicker. Sincerely asking Hashem, begging Hashem to bring Mashiach, and enthusiasm and joy in our davening and our learning and our mitzvahs. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.